weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Some snow showers possible today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 31. Flurries continue early tonight, then staying cloudy with the low around 20. Partly sunny and 32 into Wednesday, then partly cloudy and 17 throughout Wednesday night. Sunny and 36 throughout Thursday, and partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 19. And sunny Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed westbound I-70 near Goodland because of winter weather conditions in Colorado. They are advising motorists to buckle up and stay alert due to the changing road and weather conditions. The National Weather Service has reported 2.3 inches of snow has fallen in Goodland. For more information about road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.com with a K or call 511. In other news, 51-year-old Ben Baxter was arrested in Jackson County, Oregon for a felony charge of sodomy with a child under the age of 14. Around 2:30 p.m. on Friday, deputies with the Pacific Northwest Fugitive Apprehension Task Force arrested Baxter for a crime at a remote residence on Murphy Gulch Road in West Weimar, Oregon. He was arrested without incident and booked into Jackson County Jail, where he awaits extradition back to Kansas. The crime Baxter is suspected of is thought to have happened between June 27th or July 1st of this year. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A Shawnee couple was trying to track down a keepsake quilt that was accidentally donated to a Goodwill just a few months ago. Bridget Ashley, who made the quilt, says that they are expensive to make and it would mean the world to get it back. The custom-made quilt was embroidered with the couple's names, Jeremy and Mandy, along with their anniversary day. Jeremy and Mandy believe that the quilt was misplaced and ended up in one of their donation bags. They plan to incorporate the keepsake in a newly remodeled room and noticed it was missing. They hope to spread the word and are offering a finder's fee. In other news, Camille Feraldi, a grad student at the University of Kansas, was going to make a trip to Israel due to her strong connection with her faith.
It's going to be my first time in Israel. I was doing my birthright actually during this week. I did get canceled because of the war since October 7th.
But as she told KSNT, things changed when the war between Israel and Hamas broke out back in October. She is now volunteering.
They offered us to volunteer in Israel to work on agriculture farms since a lot of the soldiers are in the war.
She said that her first reaction was to help the Jewish and Israeli people. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, those wishing for a white Christmas across the state of Nebraska did receive it with numerous amounts of snow and blizzard warnings across most of the state for the holiday going into the second portion of the week. As Omaha.com reports that the Omaha, Nebraska area received more than 3 inches of recorded snow in the Gretna area for Monday afternoon, with the Lincoln, Nebraska area receiving between 3 to 4 inches of snow, David City receiving 5 inches of snow, and Columbus, Nebraska saying that they hit a record 8 inches of snow for Christmas. Christmas Day. Near the Kansas border, near Beloit, Kansas, and Grand Island, Nebraska, they say they received just under 2 inches of snow as of 8:30 on Christmas morning, with many highways across these states being iced and snowed over, and many roads being closed due to traffic sliding off the road, including many semis on the highways. According to the National Weather Service, they say the North Platte area in western Nebraska was the first time they had seen a white Christmas since 2017. Mid-America Network News.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero Down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero Down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely beautiful.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888, sale price $19,655, 72 months at 6.75% APR, $0 down with approved credit subject to prior sale offers cannot be combined, expires 1-10-2024.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zayas and Community Memorial Healthcare Director Frank Popejoy met with commissioners last week. The hospital sales tax will be expiring in 2024, and CMH will likely be coming back to ask for an extension on the ballot next year. Zayas reported he's working with communities on housing and is working with a Junction City contractor hoping to build 15 houses throughout Marshall County. They're also working on some remodeling initiatives and financing to help vacant houses. He noted Blue Rapids alone has 47 vacant homes. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Friday this week, 8 a.m., to review pay vouchers and hold a public hearing for adoption of the 23 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary. Next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 8th. Marysville USD 364 School Board discussed out-of-district student enrollment qualifications at their past meeting and will set an enrollment threshold before April 1st. Area districts are taking action with a new state law going into effect next year, allowing cross-district attendance. The board also discussed capital improvement projects, including Marysville High School auditorium seating, playground surface improvement at the elementary school, press box improvements at the football field, and updating heating and air units at junior-senior high. Use of historic tax credits towards some of the projects of high school is possible. Increased student cell phone use and policies going into next year were considered. Deadline is January 2nd for remaining scholarships in a remote work class offered through the Kansas Remote Online Initiative for remote work professionals and team leader classes next month beginning January 8th. For details, contact Deborah Cole at Kansas State University online at dcole@ksu.edu. Washington County residents interested in serving as EMT for Hanover or Washington are reminded Republic County EMS is hosting a class beginning January 8th in Belleville. Classes Monday and Thursdays will run 6 to 10 p.m. January through May. If you'd like more information or to register, partial grant funding may be available. Contact Paris at 785-406-0444 or Carolyn at 785-822-4591. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas Spring Turkey Permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from January 9th through February 9th. For details, contact the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. National Park Service offers a lifetime pass providing free entrance to national parks for veterans and their families. The interagency military lifetime pass waives entrance fees for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Veterans and their families have free access
to over 2,000 public locations spread across 400 million acres of public lands. Ann Howell, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away December 21st. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ann Howell. Flora M. Weeders, age 91, of Lanham, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Visitation Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Valora Weeders.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Some snow showers are possible throughout the day today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Flurries may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Partly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s and staying partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Friday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Then cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 20 and the record low minus 6. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:10. We had just had an inch of rain Christmas Eve and just over an inch of snow Christmas Day here at the studios in Marysville.
Want to raise a more honest child? Be careful with your compliments. All about the connection between praise and cheating on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 26th, the 360th day of the year. Rock singer Chris Daughtry has a birthday, and on this day 106 years ago, America's railroads were nationalized to aid the war effort. A recent study on the mindset of young children concludes that praising a child's intelligence may unwittingly be encouraging them to cheat. Kids as young as 3 years old will behave differently when praised for their innate abilities rather than behavior or effort. While it's normal to tell children how smart they are, researchers say it can hinder their motivation to achieve and make them prone to cheating. Instead of praising their intelligence, they suggest complimenting their efforts or behavior. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter anytime at almanac.com.
Ring in the new year with a blast at Venue 36 in Marysville's New Year's Eve party. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music by Susie and the Reckless at 8:30. Cash bar, drink specials, party favors, and a champagne toast at midnight. $15 cover charge and reserve your table on Facebook. Party into the new year with Venue 36 in Marysville.
Twin Rivers Ford is aware that a great number of the deployed troops will be missing Christmas with family and friends this year. Let's send cards, letters, and emails to these brave men and women to brighten their day and wish them Merry Christmas. From Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury, visit our website at twinriversford.com. Blue Valley Door Company urges everyone to send cards or care packages to the troops who are far away from home for the holidays. Merry Christmas from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a devastating loss for the Kansas City Chiefs on Christmas Day after a 20-14 loss at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Third and goal. Pressure from behind. Somehow got away to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown, Justin Watson.
That audio from the NFL is that was the final 2 minutes of the game with Kansas City pulling up to their 14 points in the game. They are still lingering at the top of the AFC West with a 9-6 record now. The Las Vegas Raiders are up to the second place spot in that AFC West at 7-8. Kansas City has two more games in the regular season before they wrap up and go into playoff mode. Their next game also at Arrowhead Stadium as the Cincinnati Bengals come to take them on Sunday coming up New Year's Eve with a midday kickoff at 3:25. Their final game of the season is back on the road taking on the Chargers on Sunday, January 7th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero Down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero Down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Eck Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888 sale price, $19,655, 72 months at 6.75% APR, $0 down with approved credit, subject to prior sale offers, cannot be combined, expires 1-10-2024.
College basketball taking some time off for the Christmas celebration, coming back again this week as the Kansas Jayhawks are back in action at home, taking on the Wichita State Shockers on Saturday this coming week with tip-off at 3 p.m. The number 2 Jayhawks are coming off their victory on Friday last week against Yale with a 75-60 victory and sitting tied for the second-place spot in the Big 12 Conference with an 11-1 record. They are tied with BYU, also at 11-1 overall. Houston is sitting in the number 1 slot for the Big 12 at 12-0. Kansas State basketball off for another week as they're off until the new year with their next tip against Chicago State at home in Lawrence with a tip off on Tuesday next week at 7 p.m. They squeaked out a victory on Thursday last week against the Wichita State Shockers at 69-60. Kansas State right now is sitting in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference at 9-3 overall. No team so far have played any conference games so far for the season. Wichita State Shockers are also in the middle of the pack for the American Athletic Conference with an overall record of 8-4. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team. Host the Big 12 newcomer, UCF, on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The desert is about to be swarmed by Jayhawks.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's got to win it.
It's the K Kansas Jayhawks and the UNLV Runnin' Rebels.
Touchdown, Kansas! 80 yards!
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. Our coverage of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl begins at 6:30, Tuesday, December 26th, on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game on Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Give your indoor decor a fresh start by adding a few white flowering plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find quite a few options in your favorite garden center and florist. Mophead hydrangeas are a nice addition to the indoor garden, where their flowers can last for several months. Miniatures are also available, so limited space is not a reason to pass on these plants. Grow these in a bright location and keep the soil evenly moist. Jasmine's white flowers brighten up any room and fill it with a lily-of-the-valley-like fragrance. Keep it in a cool, bright location to extend its bloom time. Moth orchids come in a variety of colors, including white. Their easy care nature and long-lasting flowers make them the perfect choice for anyone. Place them near an east-facing window or other bright location and keep the planting mix moist but not soggy wet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
If you've driven across Interstate 90 in South Dakota, you know you'll see plenty of signs for Wall Drug, an iconic business in that state. But you're also likely to see quite a number of billboards for another well-known stop on the Missouri River. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This simple description does not do the place justice.
It's about half grocery, and then there's a little merchandise shop, and then there's also a restaurant.
R.F. Bowie is in the grocery business, and a few years ago, he had the opportunity to purchase the place he just described, Al's Oasis in Ocoma, South Dakota.
It's such a great South Dakota tradition and icon that I was super excited to do it.
Al's Oasis opened in 1919 on the banks of the Missouri River, just across from Chamberlain, South Dakota. It was an oasis of sorts in a sparsely settled place when it began, offering just about everything locals and tourists on the way to the Black Hills would need. If you've driven I-90 in South Dakota, you've seen lots of signs for Wall Drug. RF may be attempting to rival that iconic stop with the number of signs for Al's Oasis.
Well, I do, about 38, I think it is.
So what is the draw at Al's Oasis?
It's not the grocery store that's getting the people to stop there. It is absolutely the gift shop and the restaurant more so. They feature buffalo burgers. They feature their homemade pies like they always have been.
Those pies have been a car stopper for decades and remain so today.
My wife told me that her and her dad, they would stop at Al's Oasis every time, and he had to have his oatmeal raisin pie.
And the fact RF owns an iconic stop in the state is not lost on him.
It's very cool. It is. You know, I take a lot of pride in my family's business. GF Bowie Company started in 1905. Those nostalgic things, especially in South Dakota, mean a lot to me. And it just is an iconic place, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Traveling the countryside in Ocoma, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
clothing is a treasure, especially if the fiber comes from your animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Spin your own yarn with a bit of practice and a couple of tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Spinning animal fiber into yarn is an age-old practice. Wool from sheep and alpacas, angora from rabbits, and cashmere from goats can provide clothing for your family or to sell to others. Kathleen Maurer and her husband, Carrie, raise sheep near Stanley, New Mexico, and she is accomplished in fiber arts. She says for someone who wants to learn how to spin, sheep wool is the easiest to start with.
We take it off the sheep, and then we go through a process of washing it. And then combing. There's two different ways you can kind of prepare it, with wool combs or with wool cards. And then once you get the wool combed or carded, then it's ready to spin.
Maurer says a spindle is an inexpensive tool for beginners learning how to spin. You can find one for about $20. Spinning wheels make the process go faster, but they're much pricier, at hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All you need is a tool to add a twist to the fiber as you pull it out a little bit at a time from a clump of wool. This process is called drafting.
As you pull the fibers out from the supply of wool, they kind of line up. And then you twist them, and that's what forms the yarn. If you want to have a two-ply or a three-ply yarn, you ply the yarn, twisting the singles next to each other, going the other direction. And that's what makes a thicker yarn.
Maurer says even though the process is very easy, it's something you have to master with practice. She recommends going to spinning classes or having someone work with you. But once you've got it down, sky's the limit on what you can create. Learn more about making your own yarn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
On the the stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee
there. RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
KNDY.
We may get some relief next year from dramatic food price increases. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Perhaps I spoke too soon when I said in yesterday's show that we may have seen the last of moderate food price inflation. Megan Schweitzer is an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We don't expect food prices to decline overall in 2024. We do expect food at home or grocery prices to increase by 1.6%.
That's even less than the annual 2% price increases we were seeing pre-COVID. 2022 saw food prices climb by 11.5%. This year is expected to be around 5.2%, says Schweitzer. So why is next year's forecast so modest?
Largely, it's that some of the challenges that the food system and food prices were experiencing have started to work themselves out.
Schweitzer points out foods that are likely to stabilize price-wise.
Some of those categories are fish and seafood, dairy products, fruits and vegetables, cereals and bakery products, and also eggs. We expect egg prices to decline in 2024, though there have recently been cases of avian influenza detected in egg layers, so we'll be closely monitoring that going forward.
USDA economist Megan Schweitzer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Cook Welding and Repair urges everyone to send cards, letters, and emails to the men and women of the military who are away from family and friends for the holiday season. Just a brief note from home can brighten their day. Have a very Merry Christmas from the proud troop supporters at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Rail crossings are to reopen. Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Agricultural groups are relieved that U.S. Customs and Border Protection has announced it will reopen international rail crossings in Eagle Pass and El Paso, Texas. CBP says rail operations will resume immediately. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas says since last Monday, railroads have held 100 train sets, the equivalent to more than 100,000 rail cars and over 10 million tons of commodities and goods with the closure. He and a group of Republican senators, including Jerry Moran of Kansas, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security earlier this week demanding the border reopen. National Corn Growers President Howard Wall says their organization is very appreciative that the government was responsive to calls to have the border crossings reopen. Wall says he hopes the experience serves as a reminder how closing rail crossings can have devastating ramifications for farmers and the economy. U.S. wheat organizations say even short disruptions in the system can have significant negative effects on both sides of the border. Next, we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford as he says hog producers are keeping a lid on production.
It appears hog producers are trying to keep a lid on production by reducing farrowings and balancing that out with more pigs per litter. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shackham, USDA's new hogs and pigs report showing farrowings down 4% in the September to November quarter, with pigs per litter up 4%. Producers also intend to cut farrowings for this next quarter and the next one after that.
Their returns have been weak. They've been looking at relatively low hog prices. We have seen declining corn prices, but for the most part, I think that they're looking at, you know, having seen hog prices that were at or below break even. And that's sort of conditioning them to pull in the reins on production.
The report shows the breeding inventory December 1st down 3% from a year ago. Total inventory, 75 million head, up less than 1% from last year.
Again, that's USDA's Gary Crawford. And I'm Sam Speck, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty at Ford. Just say yes. Choose from over 200 new vehicles available. Just say yes. Zero down delivers, plus get financing offers as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Just say yes. Or choose from big discounts up to 15% off MSRP, saving you thousands. Massive inventory. Yes. Zero down, 0% up to 60 months. Yes. Up to 15% off MSRP. Yes! Hurry into Rusty at Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new vehicle at Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-512 MSRP, 61,230. Sale price, 52,045. 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR with zero down upon credit approval. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for details. Expires 1-2-2020.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
A thick layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
the weight of a heavy snowfall is too much for a barn or outbuilding and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so he suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. Keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned, there are signs of damage to watch for.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the side walls, the trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about snow load at agriculture.com.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, we are still seeing mostly higher numbers in the grains and mixed to mostly higher in the livestock as well as December live cattle and January feed are still in the green. However, February lean hogs with a triple-digit loss thus far. Let's focus on the grains as March corn currently up 6, trading at 479 per bushel. May right now at 491.5. That's up 5.75. Huge day for Kansas City wheat. March KC wheat up 21.5 at 644.5. May currently up 647.5. That's up 20.25 cents. And the oats market with a slight gain today. March up 4.25 at 363.75. May is unchanged at 359.5. Taking a look now through the oil seeds. January soybeans up 6.75 cents at 1306.5 after a morning of slight losses. March also bouncing back up 7 at 1313.25 cents. January soybean meals up 170 at 401.30. March up 320 at 394.30. However, still kind of a rough day for soy oil. January currently down 110 at 47.43. March down 94 at 48.08. Cotton market still slightly stronger today. March cotton trading up 30 at 80.06. A brief look through the energy markets. February crude oil up 215 to 75.71. March up 212 to 75.85. January unleaded gas is up to 216 a gallon. That's a gain of 3 cents. February also up 3 to 217. January heating oil slightly up 2 at 268. And January natural gas down 5 at 255. Taking a look into the metals markets, we see December gold up slightly, up 20 at 2057.30. December silver down 15 at 24.14. And the dollar index today still showing some weakness. March dollar index currently down 13 at 101.20. Taking a look now at the stock markets as we head through midday. Dow Jones still up higher than 100 points at 145 in the green at 37,531. The S&P up 19 at 4,773. And the NASDAQ up 70 currently at 15,062. Again, Wall Street kicking off the final week of 2023 in the green. With your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many producers in the swine industry have experienced unfavorable times. K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash recaps hardships that have taken place for people raising pigs this year. He discusses what financially many involved in the pork market have endured in 2023.
We've had a combination of things occurring on the economic front. First and probably foremost is prices have obviously gone up. Inflation has hit the cost of everything, just like it has for all industries, but it particularly hit the swine industry with not only the cost of all of the normal goods that they use, but feed cost is our biggest cost by far. It's roughly 60 to 70% of the cost of production. And so with high soybean meal and corn prices this year, the feed cost for producers was quite high throughout the year. And you couple that with a relatively low market price as compared to where the feed prices were at. So producers have really gone through a year of pretty sustained losses in 2023.
He says how people have worked to change the footprint of the industry.
Yeah, that's a interesting one, and some of the National Pork Board information shows that we use about 75% less land today than what we used, so when I was a kid, to raise pigs and for the same pig. And then we also have about 25% water that's used, and you put it all together, the carbon footprint that is becoming more popular for some people to measure is down around 10% reduction in carbon footprint for the swine industry, and that is moving down very fast as we've really, people have shifted some of their focus onto it and trying to figure out how to best utilize byproducts and diets that help you lower that carbon footprint even faster.
There are opportunities that Tokash encourages producers to pay attention to hopefully provide stability.
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation, and obviously it's a sobering one for producers in terms of the bottom line that they're facing is obviously the losses this year have not been very pleasing to be in the pork industry on the production side. The good side of it is we always say with the pig industry is whenever you have a dark cloud, there's always a sunshine's coming around the corner, and it looks like in the futures we would expect that we would start return to profitability sometime in mid-2024, and we want producers to make sure they take advantage of pricing opportunities when those arise to make sure they protect themselves on a risk management basis. But then the productivity side has really been one of the strengths of the industry and just how much more productive we are today than we were in the past, and I don't see that slowing down.
That was K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash on what pig producers can do to hopefully have a better year financially in 2024. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Ford is aware that a great number of the deployed troops will be missing Christmas with family and friends this year. Let's send cards, letters, and emails to these brave men and women to brighten their day and wish them Merry Christmas. From Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury, visit our website at twinriversford.com. Blue Valley Door Company urges everyone to send cards or care packages to the troops who are far away from home for the holidays. Merry Christmas from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well, for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
KNDY.
Oh,
Welding and Repair urges everyone to send cards, letters, and emails to the men and women of the military who are away from family and friends for the holiday season. Just a brief note from home can brighten their day. Have a very Merry Christmas from the proud troop supporters at Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.